Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Yeah, well, I would have to look it up. I didn't.
He was involved in one of the greatest games in Razorback football history.
Jones is at the 15, the 20, down to the 10, the 5, touchdown! Matt Jones, 25 yards, and now the Hogs go for two.
During his time as a Razorback, he helped Arkansas win a share of the SEC West title.
Jones now going to the end zone, and it is complete! Oh,
it's time to talk with Matt Jones, brought to you by Kaufman by Design West. Visit their entire selection at kaufmanlumber.com. Now, let's talk to Razorback great Matt Jones.
What's up, MJ? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, fellas. How's it going?
The first thing we're going to ask is not a sports-related question, but King of All Trivia, Roger Scott, threw out something. RG and I completely whiffed on it. But now, I don't know, guys, during the break, I was seeing all these text messages from people who learned the answer in sixth grade. So I want to know if so Roger, ask Matt Jones the question and see if he was taught this in the sixth grade about the rainbow.
Matt, you may need to channel your favorite Lucky Charm cereal box and look on there. The question is, what are the two most, what are the two outermost colors of a rainbow, the top and the bottom? What are the two outermost colors of the rainbow?
Do you have any idea, Matt?
I don't know. Red and yellow.
Red's in there.
Yeah, I didn't know either. Neither did RJ. But apparently, when they go to school, what was the saying? It was Roy G. Biv.
Roy G. Biv.
And what does that mean again,
Ron?
Oh,
that's what that's for the rainbow.
That's right.
You know, you've heard of that before.
Red, orange, yellow, blue, indigo, and violet.
I've never heard of that until today, Matt Jones.
First of all, who
I've heard of it? I just didn't. I don't remember. Yeah, I mean, I remember hearing that.
Listen, you had all those colors, but indigo in your 8-box set of colors.
Hey, I did see Maverick save the world this week, and I saw Razorbacks get the they got on Carolina, and then Golden State's won away. What a good week.
Listen, huh? Matt saw Maverick and the Hogs in the same weekend. Yeah, on a scale of 1 to 10, what do you give Maverick?
Man, Matt, you know, that first one was just, you know, everybody's going to compare it to the first one or whatever, and I thought, considering everything, I thought it was really good, cool, and the Goose's son stole the show. Whoever that actor is,
Miles Teller. Miles Teller.
Oh, dude, he was so cool. Yeah, he was. You could that was part was made for him. And you know, I watch anything Tom Cruise does. Jennifer Connelly. I mean, anything she does.
You know, Matt, I showed Baz. Baz the clip of the Jennifer Connelly for the and her name, what was it, Penny something in the movie, for her character.
Oh, Penny Lane.
I don't know if it was Penny Lane. It was Penny something. For her character to be in the second movie based on one thing, and that is in the original movie when Maverick and Goose are in the office of their commander on the ship, and he's reaming them out they did. The very first, the bald guy, who also was the principal.
He's in Back to the Future.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That guy right there, when he looks at him and he starts talking to him about getting in trouble, and then Goose looks over at Maverick and says, well, one of them was with the Admiral's daughter. That was the phrase that brought that girl to life.
How about
and they
that?
Used that and made her out of that. That was the only time she was mentioned.
How did you remember that, Raj?
Because I watched it again, and I knew that I didn't know who that character was, and I picked up on it.
Yeah, that's who they use as Jennifer Connelly's character in Maverick. It really is brilliant.
Yeah, it really was, to make a whole character around her.
I was glad I went and saw it in the theater. It was worth it. Go watch.
Well, now here's the deal. You went and watched it. Now, Baz and RJ, before you leave, they can critique the new Jurassic.
Don't do it, Matt.
Wait till it comes out on Redbox or whatever.
I saw the very first Jurassic Park, and I have not seen a single one.
Well, that was that was probably the best one.
That's what RJ and I, we don't, you know what? We don't give movies stars, 1, 2, 3, 4 system. What RJ and I, we rate it on how many jailbroke fire sticks. Where do you get your jailbroke fire stick and watch that
now,
one?
Now, let me ask this. With Matt Jones, we got a big station promotion. By the way, there's still tickets available. You know, Roger, everybody's staying away from that front first two rows. Nobody wants to tell. We're having a special premiere for Elvis next week. It's next Thursday night. You can go to Riverdale10.com. Yeah, it's 7 o'clock.
Love
feature.
To have you.
Well, do you have any interest in seeing that movie when it comes out, Elvis?
Oh, dude, I love going to the movies. I bet you I go once every you know, once a month at least.
Really?
I
mean, Look at Matt.
Samantha and I've been doing that.
I love that. Yeah, doing that. Kaufman by Design West for sponsoring Matt's colleagues week. Yes. Yeah, let's talk about the Razorbacks. How cool was that to see the Hogs when they were on the ropes? They lost four out of the last 12 games. They got, you know, two.
We
hadn't
won a game two, had we yet, in a three-game series.
It'd been a while, and glad we didn't have to go to game three. But, yeah, your thoughts on the Hogs, and they headed back to Omaha.
I'm a Razorback fan. Just anything they're doing, I like to see them win. Now, those first two innings I didn't see, and then I watched about the whole middle of it, and then they had another rain delay. But I just love our fight and our grit and the way it just doesn't – there's no quit. Dave Van Horn has them believing, and I say this all the time, man, what a great time to be a Razorback fan, that baseball team going 4 years in a row. Now, I know with COVID it's not really – 4 years in a row, but
they're just
fun to watch, and the way they play, and I know you see it from other coaches. I think that's a good sign of how your team is how other coaches talk about you.
Yes, yeah,
and that's all you hear is other people give respect to Dave Van Horn, how he carries himself, and how his players care. I mean, he's just. We couldn't have a better baseball coach up there.
Did you play? We might ask you this last week. Did you play high school ball in Fort Smith?
I played ninth grade baseball. Last year I played baseball. Then it was track, basketball, and football.
Okay.
You know, going. Okay, going I can. Through. But the White Sox came down my senior year, and Benji Mahan was our coach at Northside. Now he's a Razorback. Benji Mahan was a deep snapper, and so he was coach at Northside, and he knew I played baseball, and so they sent the scout down, and they were like, you know, we'll draft you in the late rounds, but I was like, I'm going to play football, and you know, I'm going to Arkansas.
I give you credit, you know, baseball will do that. Well, you know, they'll take a late round shot at somebody who's a great athlete, you know, to.
Well, I could throw at 80 something, without even training.
Look at you.
Yeah, they're going to go. They want to. You start training. I pitched my whole life growing up, you know, up until like. My sophomore year of high school.
So you still have eligibility.
There we go. I could be like J.R. Smith, coming back on the golf team. Yeah.
Now, how tall were you in the system? What was your last year you pitched? Ninth?
Yeah, ninth grade. So I was 5'8" in seventh grade, and I was 6'3" in ninth grade. That was my big growth spurt.
So
I had in 6'6" when I was in high school. Yeah.
Roger said he's never been 5'8". All right. So last night too, you got the Golden State Warriors jump back with the lead 3-2, win the 104-94 win. The crazy thing there is Curry goes 0-for-9 from three, first time in 200-something games that he's never not made a 3-point, and they still win because of Andrew Wiggins and their defense.
That's who I thought would be the X factor was Andrew Wiggins. He really is. He's just so explosive out there. He looks like he's playing the game at a different speed. He's so smooth, and you know Jason Tatum's could be a league MVP multiple times in the next 5-7 years. He's that good. But yeah, when Steph Curry goes 0-for-9 and y'all are able to win, I mean they're at home. I think they probably hold serve. I think Boston. It's going to be a great atmosphere that in the Garden, and Marcus Smart. I mean, would you not just want him on your team? I mean, he's like that Tony Bua type player.
Yeah, he's intense.
He might not have the best numbers, but you're taking him first because you want him out there on your team.
You know, obviously you win the game. If Boston wins, they go back. And of course, what do they say? The magical
the two greatest words in sports: Game Seven.
Game Seven would go back. Yeah, it turned out to be. I think it's been a fun series to watch. You know, you know what's crazy about basketball. Is that, you know, for what we do, Matt, is that all we hear throughout the year, at least in my opinion, is LeBron, Kevin Durant, Kyrie,
Harden.
That's all we hear over and over and over and over and over. It just gets monotonous.
Yeah.
And now, you know what? No, we're not talking about them. We're talking about two good teams with not a bunch of hot dogs that are playing team basketball, and it's been fun. There's no drama. There's no, even though Curry's a superstar, he's not the kind of everywhere superstar.
No, even Wiggins is a former number one overall pick, multiple All Star, and he's like the most humble guy out there.
Yeah.
He always has a smile on his face. But you're exactly right. And Klay Thompson's a guy that talk about the other players that aren't named LeBron and James Harden and stuff. But if you were to show somebody, a high school kid or whoever's trying to learn how to shoot, and you would just make them watch videos of how Klay Thompson shoots the basketball. I mean, that's just if you can make it in the lab, that's how you would do it.
Yeah, that's exactly right. So that's been fun to see that that's been a nice series, and I think you're probably right. I think if Boston is at winning that thing, Game 7, at least listen, it's going to be very entertaining. Then we got the World Series starting this weekend. The Razorbacks play at 1 o'clock against Stanford. Four SEC West teams out of the eight total, just shows the dominance we were saying not only in football now, Matt, but crap in baseball too.
Baseball too, and then I don't know what you're probably more up to date, but aren't you over to the SEC pretty soon too?
Yeah,
as well?
2023. So a lot of people are already claiming it, Raj. We talked about this yesterday. They're claiming Texas and Oklahoma, so it'd be six of the eight.
Oh yeah,
yeah.
It's the toughest conference. I mean, up top to bottom, basketball, baseball, football. It's just the toughest. I mean, if you're a young kid and student athlete coming out, I mean, how do you not want to go play in the SEC?
Right.
Yeah, I think so, and this does nothing. But, yeah, I'd say nothing, too, Matt, that we really sort of locked into because obviously we started doing all these NIL calls with athletes, and we had Mary Half on our show every week, and we sort of fell in love with women's softball, something that, Justin Moore coaches his kids, so he was already locked in. But for me and Roger and probably and RJ, too, it's been fun to follow them. And now the Razorbacks, obviously, we're just one game away from going to the World Series, and they got the number one recruiting class.
That's awesome. Yeah, see, I don't get to see much of it, but I'll hear some of it. I heard the team's pretty good, and I heard our women's soccer team was pretty good.
SEC champions.
I need to get up there and watch them play a soccer game.
Yeah, now soccer, for those that don't know, is one of your big-time loves, right? You love to watch it.
Oh, man, we had Liverpool and Real Madrid. You got the transfer window going on. You had Haaland from Norway. He's the best player. He just went to Man City, who's been the best team in the Premier League. Like, he's unbelievable.
We have your soccer show now. Matt.
Liverpool just signed another guy. Dude, this soccer stuff is crazy. Dude,
but, dude.
He's like $500,000 a week, man.
All right, listen. So, do you watch Ted Lasso?
I gotta watch Ted Lasso, too.
I don't have Apple Care. I don't have the Apple.
You know what? Two words.
They say it's
jailbroke.
They say it's great, Matt.
It's funny, Matt.
A soccer deal. Listen, you'd like
that. I'm a Jason Sudeikis fan, man.
They say it is great. Let me tell you what.
What's funny is
what he just said, that little rant that Matt went on describing soccer, he could have been speaking in Chinese, and I would understand it is equal. But that's not locked in. You follow that as closely as any other sport, right?
Religiously, soccer is that's about the only thing Razorback sports and soccer. That's about it.
Well, they are athletes on that one. So we just upped our game as the number one show with soccer experts.
You are our soccer analyst. So every week, if you need to bring something to the table about us, the big soccer story of the week, we want you to do that.
What are a couple of shots in soccer? What are a couple of, are there plays or are there types of?
With the phrases that you would use, what's the kick?
Like nutmeg? Like if you're going by and I dribble it past you, but I go in between your legs, it's called a nutmeg?
A nutmeg.
It's a nutmeg.
A nutmeg.
You know that? Yeah.
I guess that's new. Let's put it down.
That makes sense.
Nutmeg. What about the Bennett like Beckham? What is that thing? What is a Bennett like?
Oh, yeah, dude. So you got Trent Alexander-Arnold and Andy Robinson. They're both the wingers. So it's kind of your D-backs, and they get up and down the field. And they had that three.
He said backs, D-backs, not D-bags.
Yeah, like a cornerback, like a defensive back. And then when they get going on the offensive side, because you have your center back, which Van Dyke, he would be like your Torre Palomalu, Ed Reed guy. Then you got your outside guys that they get up and down, so they play offense and defense. But like when they bend it in, like Trent Alexander-Arnold and Andrew Robinson, they lead the team in assists because that's what they're doing. They're bending into the box and they're trying to get Sadio Mane or Roberto Firmino or Mohamed Salah to come across.
He just spit out four names in a row, right? Listen, it's like lasagna.
My role is the dumb one on the show. I know everybody right now is going, he's got that right. So when you say bend them, it's not the ball curving into the goal. It's something that's, I always thought it was bend it.
No,
like,
you can if you're doing a free kick. So David Beckham's one of the, he's a free kick guy. Like I'm more going to go Andre Pirlo with my free kick guy, but Beckham was one of those guys that would just whip that thing into the, he could bend that ball. So Keira Knightley did that movie, Bend It Like Beckham.
Yeah, that's what I thought.
You know what? Makes me wonder, Matt, he just put it in football terms as well with Palomalu and the rest of them. With the passion you have for soccer, do you play any soccer around,
just on the PlayStation, yeah.
I would think you wouldn't want to get out there and run around and have some fun playing soccer?
Man, I'd play goalie, I guess. I don't know. I don't know. You got to be in shape to play soccer.
Listen, there's no doubt in my mind that you would be good at soccer. You'd be good at anything you do. I could see you playing. Huh?
Well, it would
hey,
be.
You know, be great. It would be great. Hey, no, what would be great is if he's down here, like he's come to Little Rock, and all of a sudden it's an adult soccer league, and all of a sudden Matt comes out there and said, "Who's that 6'6" dude over there that's running around?" And you, and all of a sudden you just, you know, you take off down the field. Like, who's that dude? Listen, oh, you'd blow him away, man.
Listen, we got soccer fields across the street, and come on down because I got a wiffle ball and bat in my car. Matt, we'll take you.
Oh, I'll do a home run derby.
Done.
RJ, do not let us forget. We need at 9 o'clock. We need to go out and test out the wiffle ball.
Yeah,
because Roger's got it. Well, Matt, listen.
I don't know. Are you trying to hit it over the building?
Yeah, well, we did that down before. Let's see if it's got the launch.
Well, I put that new
launch
roof
angle
on there. We need to clear it because I don't know if we can get up on
what?
It. If we hit one on top of it. Because Gary said something to me about it the other day. I need to call him.
Well, we need
look,
to
look
we'll
how upset you just got. What do you mean we can't climb up on this building and get on the roof?
Yeah, they just put a new $20,000 roof on the
That's
thing.
Ridiculous.
Well, we need somebody who has a particular set of skills to go up on
listen,
top of
that
the roof.
That tar up on the roof is just going to be smoking. Later, your shoes will stick to it.
Matt, so listen, here's the thing. You know you're always welcome. I told you last time.
Love
if you want
to
make a trip down.
Oh, yes, sir.
You know you've got the Basil West bedroom that's got your name on it.
Yeah.
You can share it with Pat when he's in town. You guys can.
You know, Raj, Basil's going to be gone for a week. We can have the Matt Jones
I'm
show.
Sure
with
I'll
us.
Be. I'm sure I'll be down there to play some golf with Mike Holcutt or do something like that out there and be down there for a few days.
Wow. Now, when you come down here to play golf, what do you play, Matt? What's your course of choice?
Oh man, we'll play. You know, Maumelle or Chenal or Pleasant Valley.
Have you played a lotion yet?
We play all over. I mean, there's probably about six different courses. I played it twice.
How'd you do?
Yes, I did. I went out there with Sam Carter. Went out there. I shot a 70.
Stop it.
First hole, I shot a 76 my first round.
Stop it.
Like an 84 my
you
second
shot a 76
round.
In a lotion?
Yeah, but I was playing good. It's just a resort course when it's not set up hard. I mean,
stop
big
it.
Wide open fairways, big wide open greens. You know, if you're
stop
if you're
it.
Quality. He said it's a resort.
Stop
course.
It. I've walked.
How
listen,
about that?
Listen. I've walked.
My
that,
man.
I walked that course,
it's
and
like
I almost had
a Lindsay
they
course.
They can make it hard, but they wasn't set up. It wasn't set up to play tough. You know, it's set up for the
wow. This guy.
I shot at 76 on two holes.
Yeah, listen. I had to call. Almost called
the front nine. Yeah,
I had to call the medics to help me. Me and my dad could barely get up half the darn holes. Walking around, we were exhausted.
They won't let me through the gate.
No, yeah, we can't get past the security.
They won't do that.
That's the thing. That's the thing. Will they let you back in?
No. No.
It is a spectacular golf course, though. The views of Lake Maumelle. Oh, my gosh. It's off the chart.
We did the radio show out there. I don't know if you guys did it, but when Trey and I, when they had the golf tournament, we had the radio show out there all week, man.
I remember that.
The Southern Am. Right. That's what it was.
Awesome.
Yeah. I think we did something.
I'm super proud that we had that kind of course out here. Of course, you know, they played the collegiate championship. I forget what it was called, RJ, last year. And they had like 10 or 15 men and women's college teams. But anyway, it's gorgeous. And
you don't want Joe Klein's out of town. We ought to
84.
Go to his house and play on his green back there.
Matt, great stuff as always, brother. Have a good
day. I love you guys. Thanks for having me.
Love you too. We'll hopefully talk about how well the Hogs are playing in the World Series over the weekend, too.
Yeah, Matt, we sure
right,
will.
Fellas.
Look forward to having you down here real soon, Matt. Come hang out with us.
Yes, sir. I'll be there soon enough.
All right. Love me some Mike Honcho.
Do a thing.